A.
Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Hello and welcome. My name is Brenda Lanoff, and I'm the founder and creator of Mindful Healing Show and Whispering Energetic Healing. So I'm a intuitive counselor, energy healer, and speaker. I work with many individuals with health issues and not so serious health issues around the world on Skype and phone. And really anybody who has access to a computer has access to healing. So further information as to that can be obtained on my website, whisperingenergetic.ca. That's whisperingenergetic.ca. So the intent of this show, and as to the second show here, is to explore options for the average person here as to self-healing. There's a lot of different modalities and things that we hear about, but it kind of gets confusing at times, and people are just looking for what else can I do to help me in my, assist me in my healing. So today I'm interviewing Kimberly Gillis. She's the owner of the Okanagan Massage, Reiki, and Crystal Healing in Vernon, British Columbia, Canada. So welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you, Brenda. I'm excited.
And thank you so much for joining me today. And I know that you do so many things, but the one topic that I really wanted to touch on today was working with crystals and how crystals are really beneficial as to our health and our general well-being. And for more importantly for me, how this can really help someone who is maybe in a serious health crisis. And it's, you know, complementary, beneficial. So can you firstly tell me what are crystals? I think we all have a sense of what crystals might be. We might be gravitated to a certain stone or rock, but not too sure what they really can do and how they can really work for us.
Well, Brenda, crystals are actually named different things. People can call them gems or rocks or crystals. It's been really personalized over the years. Crystal healing can go in many different forms. So it does take the whole body into consideration, the holistic approach of body, mind, spirit, and soul. And they can come in different shapes and forms. And for some people, they've been using them for years for different types of mental illness, emotional illness, or any types of physical illnesses that come about. Crystals slash gems or stones do have energy. They are considered living energy, and they can change. How they work is they interact with our own body's energies to help rebalance and revibrate or re-energize or remove whatever it is that has caused the disease process or an emotional affliction or anything that we might come across. It helps our bodies regulate our vibrations because we are energy beings. We do have an electrical system within our bodies. Chakras are also important, and there's different stones and different colors for chakras. So chakras is a whole other topic, but it's just something to consider looking at our bodies these days.
Okay.
Most illnesses are a combination of many different things. It's not usually just a physical aspect. There's usually an emotional or mental aspect or spiritual. And what I've found when I've been doing my crystal healing is the physical aspect usually comes out later, after we've let something or fester within us.
Okay.
So what the crystals do is we pick a particular crystal that goes with a certain ailment, and there's different types of crystals, and each crystal has a different property. So what I equate it to in Western medicine is antibiotics or pain medication. If you, say, have arthritis, there's certain pain medications that work out there, just like in crystals, which is a natural form, and it doesn't disturb your body processes. It actually helps rejuvenate the body and take out the pain in a lot of times. Some of the crystals, i.e. for arthritis, is copper, blue lace agate, azurite. And there's other crystals for pain as well and helping this process of the body. One of the best ones I've come across for pain ailments has been fluorite.
Kimberly, can I just intercept you for a second? So, yeah, this all sounds like really cool, and I'm interested in learning more about them. I know for myself, I would pick up a crystal, but they're kind of sitting there on my ledge, and I wasn't too sure how to use them. When you say that you work with them, where do you put them? Do you hold them in your hand? Do you place them like on your body? Like for someone who really has never worked with them before, and you know, you might have a few hanging around the house, how do you actually work with them?
Okay, well, crystals can be worked with in many ways. I know that, like you were saying, a lot of people have them just laying around their home or for decoration, or they've been drawn to them. That's the best way I say to pick a crystal is go how you're drawn to it and the feel of the energy, whether it's the same, a bunch of the same type of crystal or not. What crystals are used for, they're being used in jewelry, so necklaces, earrings, bracelets. They're also used in the raw form or polished or tumbled. And you can place them by your bedside or put them in your pocket or in your purse or even grid around your home. And when you do the different aspects, like with a pendant necklace, you can wear one that, say, if you're having sciatic pain, there's a stone called lepidolite that you can wear. And it actually helps to reconstruct the energy in your body, or a ring or earrings. Or some people I've known even put them in their socks at that point.
Really? Like, would you put them in your sock, you know, at nighttime in case you're worried about them moving around on your bed? Or, like, how would you use them in your socks?
In your socks, people just tuck them in. It's not usually at nighttime. What I suggest is if you're going to use them at night and you want to actually have them in your bed, put them between your box spring or your mattress, or just under your sheet so it's not moving around.
Wow, that's really cool. And like I say, you know, I know I've picked some up over the years, but I personally haven't really spent a lot of time as to working with them. I just have them, you know, in my healing room, and I always feel better having them around me. So for someone who is dealing with, for example, some life-threatening issue like cancer, but they're just, you know, might be a little bit reluctant, like how do they use this, and is it going to harm me if I'm on, you know, chemotherapy or any type of meditation, what would you say to that person so that they know that it's not going to be harmful, something that they can work with?
Well, with crystals, they're not being ingested or digested. So they're not upsetting the body's process. There are some crystals that may not agree with certain people, and some people can get a little bit itchy or may experience nausea. Or when they first are using the crystal for healing, they may feel a little bit different, as in a little bit dizzy or whatever, while their body's adjusting to the crystals. In my field that I've been working in, and I'm a retired RN as well, is I haven't found any contraindications with the crystals and using them. However, we all have different allergies and sensitivities to different crystals. So it's a matter of getting someone that knows a little bit about crystals and talking to them if you're experiencing anything that you've not normally experienced. So if you experience a little bit of dizziness or the sense of euphoria or maybe just a little bit of itchiness, and ask the person that knows about crystals what you can do.
Okay. Wow. You know, to be honest, I'm surprised. I have never sat down with someone like yourself and actually had a real discussion about it. I go to the store and see something on a shelf I'm attracted to and would take it home, but I've never had a real assessment. Is that something that you'd recommend for a person that would come to you and say they, you know, talk about what's going on for them, a health issue or emotional issue, and you would then intuitively pick up a stone or have them pick up a stone that they're attracted to and test them somehow?
Yes, what I do is I go based on anything that they're experiencing, if there's a disease process or what their symptoms are or their emotional state is. Then I evaluate that and take a look at which crystal properties will help with those ailments that are coming up. And what I do with people is I definitely get them to hold them in their hands as well, just to see how they're going to react to them and if it feels comfortable for them, because we're all a little different and unique with our electrical system. So I find it's important to do that. The other thing I can do is muscle testing with the crystals, is have the crystal in the hand and do some muscle testing and ask the body itself if this crystal is going to be helpful and if it should be worn all the time or that kind of thing, as well as intuitively. I've got some intuitive abilities that I can use to get a sense of the energy between the crystal and the person.
You know, I was just thinking here, because we can do so much over the phone and with muscle testing, and I know that's how I do my work. I don't have to see the person actually in my office, but do so much just long distance on Skype. If someone has a crystal and they're not clear about it, but they can't see you in person, is there any way that you can muscle test at a distance to see if that would be an appropriate gem or stone for them to help them with their particular issue? Is that something that...
Go ahead, sorry.
Is that something that can be done if they can't see you in person?
Most definitely. I've done it through emails or chats on different sites. I haven't quite gotten to Skype yet, but I'll be getting to that, or the phone. And basically what I do is it's like testing an animal or a young child that can't really speak for themselves or express it. You use a surrogate. And at that point, I can be the surrogate on the phone or have a second person who can be the surrogate for that person and just ask questions and designate the person or myself as the body speaking for the person.
Oh, that's perfect. Actually, I'm getting more excited about this now. There's just so many wonderful things out there that, you know, to explore that I think unless you talk to somebody and that's their specialty, you really don't really know about it. So confirmation. So if I was to call you or someone who, like yourself, who this is their specialty, and I called and I said, you know, Kimberly, I don't know, I've got a real sore throat. I don't know what's going on. Is there a gem or stone that you can recommend that I can use, and how would I use it? What would you suggest as an example?
What I would do is see what kind of symptoms you've had. That's where the Western medicine crosses with our holistic healing or spiritual healing, and with the crystals, it balances out quite well. So it's looking at what your body's doing and responding to. And if you have really raw throat or if there's a cough involved, then I just take a look at that and give you a crystal in mind. Usually I will use a fluorite for pain for sore throat. So it helps with the pain, so you're not having to take any type of medication. And for the throat, what I would do is look it up in my crystal Bibles. I always use ones I recommend is the Crystal Bible 1 and 2 by Judy Hall. And I found she's got very clear explanations and easy to follow directions. So I would take the throat and take a look at what it would say under the throat. And for the throat, it's saying that the blue leaf agate is also very good for the healing of sore throats. It counteracts and blocks anything that may be preventing you from speaking, because a lot of times with ailments, it can be something that you're not expressing emotionally or mentally as well. So it looks at the whole aspect. It helps with the physical manifestations, and then if you're holding something back or not speaking your truth, it helps you to release that as well and to overcome anything spiritually that might be holding you back in this room.
Okay. So you're really working with the chakras then, it sounds like, and releasing the trapped emotions as well as on a physical level. So emotional and physical and spiritual, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I like to incorporate all the modalities because we're not just a single cell. We're a complex body with very many medical, mechanical and electrical systems in our body. So it's important to look at all the wholeness of the body.
Exactly. Okay, that's very cool. If someone really wanted to get in touch with you, excuse me, how would they go about doing that?
At present, I'm having a website under construction, but I am on Facebook. And I can be found on Facebook at Okanagan Massage, Reiki, and Crystal Healing Alumni. I can also be contacted through email at Okanagan Reiki Crystal Healing at gmail.com. It's all small letters, all one word. Or they can give me a call at 250-309-1350. And if they don't happen to have long distance, they can text me at that number as well, and I can always call them back.
Okay, that's excellent. And do you have one particular story before we end the program, or stories where you found that the benefits of working with crystals were miraculous in the way that they healed the physical body? Is there one that comes to your mind that sort of you can think of that you just knew this was something that you had to get into and continue with because of the way that it was so healing?
For me, it was a personal thing to start with. A lot of times it's the mind that gets in there, the left brain side, and says, I need the logical or the proof. And then for me, when I found this crystal and it helped with my ailment was fibromyalgia. And with fibromyalgia, I was getting a lot of sciatic pain that would drop me to the floor. So I investigated with someone at the time, a past friend, and what we discovered is lipidolite worked for sciatic pain and just muscular pain. So I did carry around a rough stone, and for me, I put them in my bra because I didn't wear pants that were anything that had pockets in it. So
right.
After a day or so, this friend, and even after he had mentioned it to me, I noticed I wasn't complaining about my hip as much. And I wasn't being dropped to the floor. And when I didn't have the crystal on, I could really tell because my body would start to, with fibromyalgia, it's like a seize. It's similar to arthritis, but I say it's in the nerves and the muscles. And
yes.
I was very starting to swell again, and the pain was just stopping me. So when I wasn't wearing it, it made a big difference. And at night, I would just put it by my bedside, have a raw piece so that at night it would be there. And if I was in a lot of pain, I would put it under my sheet or in my pillow. And just through that,
oh.
I could believe how much they can help because of how I experienced it. Because I didn't even think about it. I just put it on, and then it worked. So I eventually got a necklace. And I can really tell when I don't have my necklace on with it.
Okay. So it's not that it heals it, but when you have it on your body or close to your body, does it work with the electromagnetic field? Is that a big part of it, do you think?
Yeah, it helps us feel because we have our neurons and our transmitters, and we are an electrical system with our brain and our nervous system, and it helps just to make sure they're firing right. And it's almost like a clock that's been out of whack for a while. It's reprogramming it to tick properly and in flow with itself and in unison, so that everything's working together in all the aspects of our body.
Oh, this is just excellent, and I just don't feel that most people are aware of the healing properties I haven't given it personally the credit and perhaps the interest too, because we can get so scattered as to what can help us or what pills to take, or, you know, it can get very confusing. But I'm thinking working with something that's so natural from the earth, you know, Mother Earth, how can we go wrong?
You know, Go ahead.
Oh, pardon, go ahead.
Well, they've been around for centuries, for years, because most crystals, gemstones, take years to be compressed and form as well, up to even millions of years ago. And, I mean, if we track it back, they've been used throughout history. It's just we've forgotten as we've gotten into the medical age and prescription drugs and other things. We've forgotten about the medical or the holistic part, the natural things that Mother Earth has given us.
I agree with you. And I know that you had mentioned when we were discussing, you know, the show and some questions, and I thought this is such a great one that I have to have you answer. And it's, how do you charge, clear, and program? And what do you mean by programming crystals?
Okay, so basically we've got to take care of our crystals as well, because they are energetic items as well. So storage is really important for crystals to start with. Make sure that they're not in water, or you don't want to store rough crystals with polished crystals because they can break each other. It's kind of like different types of glass as well. You just have to be careful with them. I do a crystal basics course, and in that I teach you how to clear your crystals. And clearing crystals is relieving that crystal of any of the negative energy or any of the toxins they've absorbed from the person that's been wearing them or using them. And there's different methods for clearing them. One of the main ones that I use is Reiki, and I use that to clear them. Or somebody that doesn't know Reiki can set them out in the moonlight and let them sit outside overnight in the moonlight, and the moon will actually charge them as well as clear them. Or smudging, which is a native tradition of using sage. And if it's really to the point where a crystal could be carrying a lot of negativity or toxins, or it's just reached its limit, I will bury it in the earth for up to 7 days.
Oh, wow.
And Mother Earth, you know, helped clear it.
You know, as you say that, I'm just thinking of this. I have this container of crystals in my bedroom, and I don't know what they're doing. I think I'm gonna have to have you look at them and clear them, because I have no idea even if I should have those particular you know, stones or gems all together. So. Would you suggest then, if you're not too sure what they're doing until they're cleared, that just maybe remove them for the time being? Would that be something to do?
If you're having any type of reaction to them, or you're just feeling a little different, definitely. A lot of times what they can do, it's kind of like a battery. It can lose its charge. So that's the other thing we do after clearing them, is we recharge them. I teach people how to recharge. So because they're energy and they run on vibrations as well, that they need to be charged up, because they can get weak. And different ways of charging them is through Reiki, lightning, if you know there's going to be a lightning storm, sticking them out in the light in the storm. Music and sound is another great one as well. They respond very well to sound.
Okay.
The other thing I like to do is you can use other crystals to help clear them, but people need to remember that there's crystals that clear other crystals need to be cleared as well, and that
right.
Helps charge them. Yeah.
You say you put on a course. Is that something that you do periodically, or how often do you, if I wanted to sign up, where would I go to?
You can email me through the email that I had given, or through the Facebook page, or even call me. Currently, I've got one course booked in Armstrong, because I will service the whole Okanagan. So I go down to as far as Penticton and Naramata, Kelowna, Vernon, and even as far as Salmon Arm. And all I need is four people, and I can put on a class for someone. It takes about 2 hours, and if you have crystals, then bring them along as well, because I would rather you learn on your own crystals and get the practice on them so you get their feel for you.
Perfect. So can you please give them your phone number again and your information again one more time?
My phone number and source?
Yeah, and your email address one more time here for everyone.
Okay. My phone number is area code 250-309-1350. My Facebook page is Okanagan Massage, Reiki, and Crystal Healing Alumni. And the email is all small letters, Okanagan Reiki Crystal Healing at gmail.com.
Well, thank you so much, Kimberly. I really appreciate you coming on, and I am looking forward to learning about this and how to incorporate it for my own healing, my further healing, and to work with other people, and this is just great. So thank you for all the information, and I know that I'll be in contact with you personally, and just thanks so much.
Thank you very much. It's a passion of mine, so I always love to share the information that I know, because I find that's the best method of learning.
And I can tell that it's your passion, and I appreciate you coming on. So we'll be in touch again and follow up on this.
Great. Thank you very much, Brenda.
Okay. Take care. And bye, everyone.